Good morning, all. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. We look forward to this day. It's Tuesday, August the 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. I look forward to this moment, and it's the intro music. It's so quickening. Come, come, it's time to worship. That's the refrain of that tune. And I wake up for that, to hear that. It's so inviting and so welcoming. Well, good morning to you, of course. And how are you? I trust that you're feeling well on this fresh, brand new day called Tuesday. Today, we're looking at truth, that God has brought us into a new season as it concerns provision. We want to agree with God and let go of the last season's provision. The provision of this season is the provision that is to be found in God's promises, or in the promised land, if you will. There's an inheritance through Christ Jesus. So God wants you and I to declare new provision to begin. He wants us to let go of the provision of the last season. He wants you and I to see and receive a new portion of supply, as he has positioned us in his promises. We're positioned. So no more manna and quail. As good as that might have been, only the produce from your land. So it's a time to celebrate the sweetness of the fruit of deliverance, and we want to keep that in the forefront of our minds today, even as we go to the throne of grace. I would like to begin our session with praise, thanksgiving, and prayer. And then we will take a brief look at a short portion of scripture that kind of illustrates what I've just said about letting go of the previous provision and supply and declaring the new supply and our position in the promises of God. Let us pray. Father, we do thank you. You've given us another opportunity on this day to come before you. Lord, you have created a clean heart in us. You have renewed a right spirit within us. You've made old things to pass away, and all things have become new. You didn't cast us away from your presence, and you didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed. But you said, come, and I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we welcome that today. We thank you for your mercy, which endures forever. We thank you for restoring to us the joy of your salvation, according to Psalm chapter 5, verse 10 through 13. Your joy is our strength, according to Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. We thank you today. We realize that our own self-righteousness is as filthy rags in your eyes, and that's what the prophet Isaiah declared in the 64th chapter and verse 6. But your word says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. We want to be holy and without blemish through the washing of the water of your word, as recorded in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26. You are our Jehovah Mekadishkim, our sacrificer, and we want to be your humble servant to walk in love, forgiveness, and gentleness towards each other, showing the love of Christ as your body according to your word. Remind us that if we do this, we will exit out from this life in righteousness when that time comes. But we thank you that we can act upon the revelation knowledge that you have given to us for your use now. We thank you for inviting us, hosting us in your presence. We thank you for each of our prayer partners. You woke them up. We're all awakened as if you went around from home to home, shaking us and commanding us to arise. And here we are at the same time, joined together by through your great knowledge and wisdom and understanding. We are joined from the east and the west and the north and the south, connected in one mind and one spirit for one purpose, and that is to present ourselves, our hearts before you, standing in the gap, right where the need is, to bring about what ought to be. We thank you for the privilege today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, welcome to our prayercast. And as you know, I usually make sure that your microphone, so to speak, is alive, so that when you speak, we will hear you. And we thank God for the clear signal that we're having today. It's a clear signal, and we thank God for that. Now, if you have a praise report, you're welcome to share it with us of what God, what you have seen and witnessed God has done and is doing. It's something that raises your level of faith. Share that with us so that our level of faith can be elevated as well. We could always use that. And if you have a prayer request, a prayer burden, don't carry that by yourself. That's why we have each other. It says, if two in the earth would touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. So lighten the load. Share. I want to share a couple of things for which I'm thankful for. Number one, there is this brother who loves the Lord, and he had made an error and was incarcerated for some time. He happens to be newly on our staff. He was in a halfway house, still under the control of the corrections department of New Jersey, and he would come out and on Sundays they would let him out. In fact, we actually hired him, and he's now on our staff in the capacity of being our leader and musician, if you will, in our worship services. Wonderful talented musician. Well, on yesterday, he completed his obligations to the state. He's completely free. And for that, I praise God. Because I see in this young man, Tommy Fields is his name, I see the potential that God has placed there. And how many know that God takes us and make us into a new creation? And that's what he has done and is doing in Tommy's life. In fact, he has an appointment. He's coming up to my office on today. And he can't wait to really get into action and really leverage his freedom that he has now for the cause of Christ. So that's a praise report that I'm especially glad to bring to you. Then, as you know, it's vacation season and people are moving around. And we thank God for safety and travel to and from our destinations. And so I want to welcome back Valerie Elgin, who is returning from a vacation in Trinidad. And then there's Jennifer Clark, who traveled as part of her employment to Canada and back. And we thank God for bringing all of these people that we love, taking them to their destination and bringing them back home safely. We also especially thank God for the homegoing services on yesterday that was held in St. Louis, Missouri. The Brown family buried their son, and it was peaceful. And I just have a sense that God is using this horrific situation to bring about some changes across the nation. I don't know what those may look like ultimately, but there's a shaking of consciousness. And so we pray for the, and have prayed for the Brown family, because to go through the grief and bereavement publicly as they are, that has to be extremely weighty and tough. So we thank God for bringing them through. So those are my prayer reports. And if you have any you can add to that, you're welcome to do so. I'd like to take us to a portion of scripture in the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 9 through 12. And I have a reading from the Amplified Version. That's Joshua chapter 5, verse 9 through 12. Beginning at verse 9, "And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. So the name of the place is called Gilgal, meaning rolling, to this day. And the Israelites encamped in Gilgal, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And on that same day they ate the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. And the manna ceased on the day after they ate of the produce of the land. And the Israelites had no manna, and the Israelites had manna no more, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." What we've just read is a record of a change in season for God's people. So they're now in the land, in this narrative, in this record, it's describing them as being in the land of Canaan. And while they were in the wilderness, they ate manna and quail. And quail is a bird for those who don't know. That was their chicken of the day. And they were unable to keep the Passover because they were in the wilderness and they did not have the necessary instruments for that ritual, if you will. But once they crossed into the land of Canaan, the first thing they were able to do was to celebrate their deliverance. In other words, the Passover. And the manna ceased on that day after they ate of the produce of the land. The manna ceased. A change of provision. Mm-hmm. God brings us from season to season, from change to change, to more change, because he's taking us someplace where we have never been. And the scripture speaks of the land of Canaan as a place where we were strangers. Strangers because we've never been there, don't know anything about. So expect God to do what he's promised in his word. He wants us to occupy the promises that he's made, all of them. He has over 3,000 promises in the scriptures. And he wants us to live on them and in them and with them. So declare a new portion of supply. Declare it. There's no more manna and quail, only the produce from your land. And your land is the promises that God has given to you and to us. So it's a new season of provision. A new season of provision. And this is our inheritance through Christ Jesus. So we have to let go of the last season's provision. Let go of the manna. Let go of the quail. Now we're to eat the provision that is provided now in God's promises. We're to do that. And that's what this scripture, Joshua 5, verse 9 through 12, is a record of this new season. Now, speaking of seasons, on September 24th, at sundown, on the Jewish calendar, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's the Jewish New Year, which is 5775. We are in 5774 right now, and this was the year of the door. In other words, there was an opening, hallelujah, for us to move in and out. The door was open to a harvest, a new season. Now, this new season is upon us, a harvest, if you will. It's 5775. And the Lord of the harvest comes in through that door this year. And I'll be saying a whole lot more about this brand new year on the Hebrew calendar and what it means to the people of God, not in the past, but now. What does it mean? Well, something different and something new is occurring as the door is open. And it's open to this new year. This is a new season for us. Okay. I just wanted to leave that with us. We'll hear more about that. So the Hebrew New Year starts September 24th. And our churches ecclesiastical year, if you will, begins next, in fact, on Monday, September 1st. So we're right in phase and in agreement with God at what he is doing. My heart's thrilled, I have to tell you that. All right. One last announcement. There is a Pray for Newark prayer breakfast that on Saturday, October the 11th at 9 a.m. right at our facility, 987 South Orange Avenue. So we want to pray for that, pray into that. There will also be a prayer walk at some point, I believe, following that or something. We're still putting it together. A prayer walk through our community, which needs it tremendously. And so that's a prayer breakfast. The Prayer for Newark Network is coming together on Saturday, the 11th of October. All right. Do you have a prayer request? You may voice
that now.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. It sounds like Christine.
Yes, Pastor. Praise the Lord for another day.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise and thank him for bringing us together one more time before his throne. I have a prayer request this morning for a young lady. She's a part of a Sunday school team, Sister Malika Sullivan.
Okay.
She's pregnant and she's in her last trimester. She's due to have her baby anytime now. And
okay.
I would like us to join together in lifting up Sister Malika in prayer that she will have a safe delivery, that there will be no complication. She's been doing very good so far. And I would like us to keep her in prayer that she would have a safe and no complication in her delivery, and that she would have a healthy and perfectly healthy baby boy.
Praise the Lord. Well, let's thank God for the gift of life. And that baby boy is here. And we thank God for him. And we decree that his life would be one of true worship and service to the Lord. Father, we thank you for Malika. We thank you for the addition to her family that you have gifted for them. We thank you for that baby boy that will be born into our world. And we know you have him as a purpose, a gift, part of a larger plan, so that you can bless our community and bless her family and bless our world with his life. Today, Father, we release your ministering angels to continue to watch over his life, over her life, even as the term and the time comes for his birth on this earth. Thank you for the privilege that you've given to us to watch, witness, and see your hand in, of mercy and goodness move. Continue to protect Malika. Continue to protect her baby. And give her a wonderful time of joy as she brings forth this child for your purposes. We pray over her doctors, her medical team, as they provide ministry to her We pray that the baby and Malaika would continue and remain healthy, perfectly healthy, for your glory, because your majesty and you possess all power. You are almighty. So continue to have your angels surround her. Continue to overshadow her with your love, your mercy, and protection. Bless her husband, bless her daughter, bless their going out and their coming in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, welcome to all of you for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Well, yes, praise God. He is worthy.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I say good morning to my pastor and my first lady.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning to everyone on the line. I thank God this morning for waking us all up and bringing us to this point. I thank him for bringing me back safely from my travels. I give him praise, I give him honor, I give him glory. I thank him that he brought me through, because even while I was traveling, had a little bit of a fight, but I thank God that I had the victory because of him.
Still standing.
And I'm still standing. Hallelujah. Thank God for all those who prayed for my safe travel. I thank God for every one of the saints on that prayed for me. God bless you all. I have I was privileged to meet this young lady on the plane when I was coming back on Saturday, and I just sat next to her and don't usually do that, but I spied her reading a book and I glanced over something, just to, you know, take a look at what she's reading, and I glanced over and realized that she was reading a book, and there were words of scripture in there. And so when she turned the front of the book over, it said, "The full armor of God." And I was like, So I began to chat with her, and one thing led to another, and we chatted almost the whole way, 4, 3.5 hours or whatever it was. She said that she was a Catholic before, but now she is an evangelist. She's just about 3 years now. She is no longer a Catholic. She no longer attends the Catholic Church, but she's now going to another church. But she still considers herself a Catholic. So I know that there is still a little bit of...
Well, actually there's a difference. You know, there is Roman Catholic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic just simply means, the word Catholic actually means universal. And so all of us are Catholic, really, because what we belong to is a universal movement of God called the Kingdom of God. But she's not Roman Catholic. I think that's a distinction.
Right. But I believe she was going to attend in the Roman Catholic Church. I believe so.
Yeah.
But in any case, she is now seeking God, understanding things in a different way. She was saying to me, she said, "You know, I never realized that demons were real. And this book is enlightening me. It's opening up my eyes to so many different things." And the book of she couldn't even pronounce the word Ephesians properly, but whatever her pronunciation with that told us, it's fine. Eventually, she will get the understanding. And she was so happy that we sat next to each other. She actually gave me the book. She said, "You take it. I'll get another one." I said, "But you almost finished reading it. You could only send it to me afterwards because we exchanged numbers." She said, "No, I want to give this to you." And I thought that was just such a blessing.
I would like to lift her up this morning in prayer. Her name is Karen Davy, and her husband, he seemed to have, she didn't talk about it, and I didn't want to pry, but he seemed to have a little mental challenge, and so I just wanted to lift them both up in prayer this morning. And I thank God for giving me the privilege to be able to speak with her, to meet her, and to be able to speak with her, because I don't think it was by chance.
And her name is?
Karen Davy.
Karen Davy.
Yes, D-A-V-I-E. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
No.
There are no accidents. There are only divine appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And we must be very alert for those. We find our days much more interesting and much more powerful when we understand that God rules and overrules every single second and moment. Father, we thank you for Karen. We thank you for the divine appointment that you arranged between her and Jennifer. We thank you, Lord, that they discussed things pertaining to your name and to your power, to your goodness. We thank you that they were enriched by the conversation. There was no trash, and there was no dumping of trash. There was only praise and glory to your matchless name. So we thank you today. Father, we pray for Karen Davies. We may not see her again, meet her again, but in your heart, she lives. And all her needs are met by Christ Jesus. You're using her life, miraculously to shine light in dark places. Thank you for your power to redeem, the power of your blood to cleanse,
hallelujah,
for forgiveness, for newness, for life. Thank you for giving her life. She no longer has mere religion, but she now has life in Christ. And she's like a sponge. She's hungering and thirsting after righteousness, absorbing all that you have to offer. Continue to bless her. And Father, we speak into the life of her husband. We speak health, complete health, deliverance at the level of the heart, the spirit, the mind. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace, and every spirit of fear and anxiety and distortion, we stand against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus, and stand for the glory of God, that Christ would be large in his life, that he would have a sound mind, a spirit of love and of power, and that his life becomes a testimony of quickening and deliverance, the life that comes only from you. We thank you for this couple. Bless them in their going out, their coming in. Bless them in their laying down and their getting up. Bless them in the field and in the city. Bless their land and the fruit of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you all for sharing those prayer requests with us, allowing our hearts to stretch. I want to say hello to my sister-in-law in South Carolina. She's sitting there on the line quietly.
Morning, Pastor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you feeling?
I am well. I am well, thank God.
Amen. Amen. How's the weather in your neck of the woods?
We had a beautiful day yesterday. We will have a beautiful day today. It's in the upper 80s today, but we are living large.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Wish we were there.
We thank God for it. Come on down. The doors are open. We're just waiting for you.
Yeah. We want to make it. We want to make it there. So we're looking for the opening. And
come on home.
We'll make it down there. But God bless you and God bless the rest of the family there as
for you
well.
And yours and the rest of your prayer partners. May God bless you all.
Praise God. Praise God. God is
yes.
Lord. Before we leave out of our prayer session today, as you've heard on several occasions that we're working on the restoration of the building that in which our ministry resides and where the Newark Gospel Tabernacle Church lives. And it's quite an undertaking and it's quite huge in as a project. There are so many dimensions to it, and I do feel very small in heading that up because the project is so huge and has so many dimensions. And it brings us into contact with the rest of the world that God has created. You know, it involves engineering, it involves financing, it involves legal aspects, it involves permits, it involves all kinds of things. And so I'm constantly aware of how much help I need from the Lord. So I want to ask you to join me today as we pray for that. In fact, I'm going to ask one of our prayer partners to lift up our restoration project and give me the wisdom and understanding that I need on a constant basis. And speaking of new territory, I'm daily conscious of being in new territory, even as God moves things forward. So if you would lift that up in prayer, if we would lead that. Sister Christine, if you're still on, I would ask you to lead us, even as our time winds up, in prayer for the restoration of our building and for all aspects of the project.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Lord, because you are worthy of all the praises. You are worthy of all the honor beside you. There is no other.
Yes.
You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Father, when we come before you this morning, lifting up this huge project that you have given us for your kingdom. Father, we lift
yes.
up the restoration of the North. Of the Stanley Theater. We come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you for what you are doing. We thank you for what you have already done, and we thank you for what you are about to do. Father, we give you all praises. We give you all glory, because we know that with you all things are possible. And you promised us, Lord, that if we should acknowledge your kingdom first,
yes.
you will add everything yes. unto us. And Father, this morning I lift up Pastor Aubrey Gregory. I ask you to give him the understanding, the wisdom, and the knowledge to continue with this vision that
yes.
you have given him. Father, I pray and I ask that you encourage his spirit where there is disappointment,
thank you, Lord.
Where things didn't turn out as he wanted it to turn out, Lord. I ask that you grant him the patience to wait on you, that he would not get weary, but he would stand firm and acknowledge that you are in control. Father, I thank you for every area of this project. I thank you for the lighting system that the people who are working on this project, Lord, that you would give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, and that everything will go accordingly as you see fit and according to your will. Father, we lift up the department of the roof, we lift up the department of the floor in every area, from the top of the building to the bottom, every corner, everything that is needed to be restored, Lord. We pray and we ask that you give us the resources, that you give us the finance, you open doors that need to be opened, you close doors that need to be closed. You send people in his path, Lord, that would see the vision and that will come with ideas and with resources to make everything perfect and everything according to your will for this restoration. Father, we know that this is a project that will serve the community, that will serve your kingdom, Lord, that will set people free, that will bring souls, will bring souls to your kingdom, Lord. Father, we place it in your hand, because this is your project that you have given Pastor Aubrey Gregory and the Ministry of North Gospel Tabernacle. We thank you again, Lord, for doing it. We know that you are a God of completion, and you started this good work, and you are able to finish it. We thank you in advance for doing it, Lord, because we know that it is already done. We touch and agree, Lord, and you promise us where two or three touch and agree on anything in your name, it is done. I pray and I ask that you bless Pastor Aubrey going out and coming in. You give him a spiritual discerning even the more. You open spiritual eyes even the more. You open spiritual ears even the more to hear what does serve the Lord for your ministry and for your kingdom. We thank you for everybody who is involved in this restoration, Lord. We thank you for bringing men and women who have seen the vision and who is willing to take the vision and run with it. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. And we say, it is done. We praise you in advance, Lord, for doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. All glory be to your name, Lord. We thank you. Glory be to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to your name,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Father.
By my spirit,
Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Lord. There's no life always by my
spirit,
Jesus. With your spirit, take control, Lord.
Thank
you for relying, Lord. Thank you for giving us the privilege to come on this prayer line, Lord. I pray that you would expand this prayer line, Lord, worldwide.
Near
and far, people everywhere will hear and want to come on this prayer line, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you. We lift everybody up this morning. Everybody represented on this prayer line, Lord.
Well, here is our benediction. We want to thank you once again for joining us on this prayercast, Global Time with Christ Jesus. Our benediction comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
May God bless you for look forward to being with you again on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
God bless
love
you, Pastor. God bless.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
See you in a few hours. Bless.
Yes. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you.